With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill. News brought to you by AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. OPP are trying to track down a missing 15-year-old girl who has been known to frequent the Chatham-Kent area. Provincial police say the girl, named Chloe, was last seen on April 11th near Hagersville in Haldimand County. She is described as thin, with blue eyes and shoulder-length blonde hair. You can find a picture of her up on our website. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. The Chatham-Kent Health Alliance is welcoming in a new doctor to its Women and Children's Department. Dr. Abdulhamid Exagdini will be joining the team as an OBGYN. He is coming to Chatham-Kent from Qatar, but he has also spent some time living in Newfoundland. The cost of summer camps in Chatham-Kent have more than doubled this year. The prices for the stay-and-play camps has gone up from $61 to $135 and over $200 for the KidVenture camps. It's the first increase in 5 years. The municipality says the rate increase will help offset the operating cost to keep the summer camp programs running across Chatham-Kent this summer. The first tornado to touch down in Canada this year happened in southwestern Ontario at Malden Center near Amherstburg. The Northern Tornadoes Project says an EF1 tornado ripped the roof off of a double-wide mobile home last month. The twister also ties the record for the earliest tornado ever recorded in Ontario. Another one in Clifford also touched down on March 16th, 8 years ago. And this year's first round of carbon rebates are scheduled to be paid out today, at least for those who filed their taxes before the middle of March. Those who filed after March 15th will see their first installment on May 15th, and if you haven't filed just yet, it'll be June or July before you get your rebates. Ottawa has also just launched a new online estimator that will show you how much you should receive. In sports, the Montreal Canadiens are in Detroit to play the Wings tonight. The Leafs are off until tomorrow's matchup against the Panthers. In baseball, the Tigers host the Rangers and the Yankees take on the Jays in Toronto. Now for the forecast, clear skies tonight and a low of 4, mainly sunny tomorrow with a high of 16, cloudy with periods of rain tomorrow night and down to 10. I'm Miller Hill. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.